This is KMUW, NPR for Wichita. Singer Storm Large began singing to keep herself company. Today, she's an acclaimed vocalist and a member of the band Pink Martini. KMUW's Jed Bodewin recently spoke with Large and has more.
Call me crazy, 'cause I am.
I'm curious about where singing kind of started for you. It sounds like maybe there was like some theatrical influence or something like that.
I wish it was an altruistic, amazing Lou Reed answer of I can only speak in art or whatever. But I was just a really lonely kid. My mom was mentally ill and always kind of locked up in a hospital. My father was pretty preoccupied with that, understandably. And I had two big older brothers. They were really good at sports. And I was weird. I was a weird little kid, and I was really lonely. But I discovered pretty early on that I was a really good mimic. And so to entertain myself or anybody that would take a second to listen to me or pay attention to me, I would do all these Mel Brooks skits and Monty Python bits, and I could do accents. And then that started to parlay into me singing along with the radio, and then I started to realize I could match my voice to that.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep.
And then just a couple times when I was singing, I noticed grown-ups looking at me like, wow. Wow. And I caught it, and I realized, I was like, okay, well, I've got something. So if I do this, I'm going to make some people happy, and they're going to want me around, and that's kind of what I'm after. So I just kind of started singing out of loneliness. Sounds kind of sad.
But why do I try to resist when, baby, I know so well that I got you under my skin.
When you do different tours or a different series of dates, I mean, are you sort of cognizant about, okay, I'm going to do something different on this leg, or I'm going to do something different in this city, or is it, how do you go about thinking about the live show these days?
We were in Detroit last night, and I've been to Detroit a bunch of times, and I have a really rabid fan base there, and so I can just really relax. But Salina, I've never been. And I have to sort of feel people's threshold. You know, there might be people who only know me from Pink Martini. So if people are coming expecting something very kind of classical or American Standard songbook type stuff, I will dial back my potty mouth and my tendency to get into some ribald humor and just be gentle with the audience until I kind of feel where they want to go, where they want me to go. It's fun. Like a new, it's like a virgin, like virgin territory.
What was it like to kind of be invited into the Pink Martini universe? Because I mean, that's really how we think about it. That's such a particular world, right?
I was friends with China and Thomas for about a decade before they asked me to sing when China injured her vocal cords. I said no so many times. I was like, no way. Your fans will hate me. I'm not anything like China. China is this very perfect, trained, beautiful, very classy, stylish, just whip smart. And I'm like, boobzilla, you know, hooker pants. He goes out. It stretched me. It really stretched me. I didn't think I was honestly good enough to be in a band of that caliber. And I am. It's increased my audience and it's increased my confidence. Very grateful to Thomas and China for keeping me in the family.
Quizás, quizás, quizás.